This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Inspectors in protective suits went door-to-door Wednesday in the epicenter of China's coronavirus outbreak to find every infected person suffering from most from an epidemic showing signs of waning. Wuhan is in the final day of a campaign to root out anyone with symptoms whom authorities may have missed so far. More than 2,000 people have now died from the virus, and those infected exceed 75,000. Hundreds of people began disembarking a quarantined cruise ship off Japan's coast Wednesday, as the country says nearly 80 more virus cases have been confirmed on the ship after its quarantine ended. VOA's Jim Bertel reports.
About 500 passengers have left the cruise ship Diamond Princess so far at the end of a much-criticized two-week quarantine aboard the vessel docked in Japan that failed to stop the spread of the new virus among passengers and crew. The quarantine's flop was underlined as authorities announced many more new cases, bringing the total on the ship to well over 600. Results are still pending for some other passengers and crew among the original 3,700-plus people on board. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Russia's foreign ministry says it will still issue official business, humanitarian, and transit visas to Chinese nationals, clarifying conditions of an entry ban for Chinese citizens recently announced. The Office of the Deputy Prime Minister says the ban was imposed due to the worsening epidemiological situation in China. It goes into effect Thursday at midnight Moscow time. China says it has revoked the press credentials of three reporters for the U.S. newspaper The Wall Street Journal over an opinion column headline the government deems racist. In a statement, the government explains the expulsions come after the journal refused demands to make an apology and hold the persons responsible accountable. This is VOA News. The United Kingdom unveils an immigration overhaul for 2021 focusing on skills. Here's Charles de Ledesma with AP, who has more.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative government says the new rules would open up the UK to the brightest and best from around the world, while ending the reliance on cheap, low-skilled labour coming into the country. But British employers say the radical changes could bring about a crisis for sectors such as health and social care. Hundreds of thousands of EU citizens currently hold jobs in sectors including farming, healthcare and restaurants that are relatively low paid. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A prominent North Korean defector running for a seat in South Korea's legislature says human rights should remain at the forefront of any effort to improve relations with Pyongyang. Speaking to a group of foreign journalists Wednesday in Seoul, he criticized those in South Korea whom he accused of trying to appease the North by not bringing up its human rights abuses. The United Nations humanitarian chief says hundreds of thousands of people fleeing a Russian-backed Syrian offensive are squeezing into ever smaller areas near Turkey's border under horrendous conditions. He says those conditions, including below freezing temperatures, are killing babies and young children. He told the UN Security Council the unfolding humanitarian catastrophe in northwest Idlib province has overwhelmed efforts to provide aid. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg will be on the debate stage for the first time tonight. He joins five other Democratic candidates in Nevada for the ninth debate in the race to be the party's nominee to oppose U.S. President Donald Trump in November's general election. Bloomberg will try to make the case he's the best candidate to beat President Trump. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Chris Galdieri is an associate professor at the Department of Politics at St. Anselm College. He's wondering if the former New York City mayor will be out of practice.
He was a candidate for mayor in 2009. That's well over a decade ago at this point. And he'll be on a stage with a bunch of people who have been debating each other since last summer. So I think it's quite possible that he'll be rusty.
So what does Bloomberg have to do? That question put to Jeffrey Berry, a political science professor at Tufts University.
More than anything else, he has to convey a sense that he's presidential, that he could be the president of the United States. People have to look at him and say, yeah, I could see him in the Oval Office.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
A top advisor for the former New York City mayor says he would sell his business interest if elected president to avoid a conflict of interest. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.